Then we will be on the record. And good morning, everyone. I'm happy to see all of you here, and thanks to those who are joining us on the telephone. My name is Melanie Greif, and I serve as the Administrative Law Judge for the Utah Public Service Commission. And this morning is a hearing in docket 14253901, and this matter is entitled The Joint Application of Megapath Corporation and GC Pivotal LLC DBA Global Capacity for Approval of Asset Transfer Transaction. And if I may just ask those individuals who are joining us on the telephone, if you could kindly, if you have the ability to mute your end of the line, it'll help to alleviate some noise that we can hear on our end. And then when it comes time, if you will be testifying or if you wish to add comment, you can do so by unmuting your phone. So let's start by taking appearances, starting with the applicant, please.
Thank you, Your Honor. My name is Joe Stoltz. I'm with Parsons, Bailey, and Latimer. I'm appearing here today on behalf of the joint applicants, GC Pivotal LLC, or Global Capacity, and Megapath Corporation, or Megapath. With me is Bill Evans, also from Parsons, Bailey, and Latimer. You made it do the appearances on the phone. It's Jeremy Kissel, K-I-S-S-E-L. He is a witness from Global Capacity. Also on the phone is Catherine Mudge, and that's with a K, Catherine Mudge, M-U-D-G-E. She's a witness, our witness from Megapath. And also on the phone is Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Strinkowski, S-T-R-E-N-K-O-W-S-K-I, of Bingham McCutcheon, LLP. He is also counsel for Global Capacity and Megapath, and he's here as an observer, or I guess an ear observer. And if it pleases the court, I can just introduce the case. Or
Let's wait until the division does introduction, and then we would be pleased for your introduction. Thank you.
Thanks. And I'm Justin Jenner, and I'm here today representing the Utah Division of Public Utilities. And with me at council table is Ron Slusher, a technical analyst for the Division of Public Utilities.
Welcome again, everyone. And Mr. Stoltz, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is your routine request, Your Honor, for the approval of the transfer of certain network assets and certain customers served by those assets from Megapath to Global Capacity. Global Capacity and Megapath filed a joint application for approval of the transaction on October the 1st, 2014. And Global Capacity and Megapath filed three supplemental exhibits on October 29th, 2014. And today we have witnesses from both Global Capacity and Megapath to supplement the record pursuant to the Commission's rule. May I call the witnesses?
You may.
Okay. We're going to start today with Mr. Kissel.
Okay. Mr. Kissel, if you're on the line, if you would kindly unmute your line. And if you are prepared to testify, please let me know verbally.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you very much. Could you kindly raise your right hand, please?
Yep.
And do you swear that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Please proceed, Mr. Stoltz.
Good morning, Mr. Kissel. For the record, could you please state your name and business address and your position at Global Capacity?
Sure. My name is Jeremy Kissel. I'm general counsel at Global Capacity, and my business address is 180 North LaSalle Street, Suite 2430, Chicago, Illinois, 60601.
Have you reviewed the joint application filed in this docket?
Yes, I have.
Do you have knowledge of the contents presented in the joint application regarding the proposed transaction?
Yes, I do.
So on the application, I noticed that the verification was not signed by you, but was actually signed by Richard Garner, the Secretary and Treasurer of GC Pivotal. Is that correct?
That is correct.
For purposes of today's testimony, do you adopt as your own the statements made in the joint application?
Yes, I do.
Are those statements true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, they are.
Are there any changes or corrections that you that need to be made to the joint application?
No.
On October 30th, 2014, did GC Pivotal, along with Megapath, cause to be filed with the Commission Supplemental Exhibits 1, 2, and 3 to the joint application?
Yes.
Can you please explain what Supplemental Exhibit 1 is?
Sure. This is a joint application by GC Pivotal and Megapath that was filed with the FCC on October 1st, 2014. It requested a streamlined process and consent from the FCC for the same transaction for which we're seeking approval here from the Utah Commission.
Has the FCC taken any action on that application?
Yes, on October 10, 2014, the FCC issued a public notice granting a request for streamlined processing of the International Section 214 joint application, and we also filed a copy of the FCC notice with the supplemental exhibit to the joint application with the Utah Commission on October 29, 2014.
Can you explain what Supplemental Exhibit 3 is?
Sure. Supplemental Exhibit 3, it was also filed with the Utah Commission on October 29, 2014, is a public notice issued by the FCC on October 16, 2014, establishing a streamlined pleading cycle for the domestic Section 214 joint application.
Do you know whether there have been any comments filed yet at the FCC?
I am not aware of any comments having been filed with the FCC.
So do you anticipate that the FCC application will result in approval?
Yes. The International 214 application was approved on October 24, 2014, and based on the comment cycle, I expect the domestic 214 application
Sorry,
to be approved.
Judge, I'm having a hard time hearing him.
Mr. Kissel, yes. If you could hold on just one moment, please. The court reporter is having a hard time hearing you. I think it might help if you slow down just a little bit, and we'll try to address the volume just a little bit more on our end. I think we've got it maxed out, but maybe just slow down a little bit, and sorry to interrupt.
Sure, and it's a little hard to hear on this end as well. I don't know if it's the line or not.
Okay.
You.
Mr. Stoltz, your microphone is on, I believe it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it is on.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mr. Kissel. I'm sure it's the nature of the hearing being over the telephone, and we do the best we can, so... If you need a question to be repeated, or if you're having a hard time hearing, please let us know, and we'll do what we can on our end as well.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Mr. Stoltz, I apologize. Please, go ahead.
Do you have a copy... Oh, that's better, isn't it? Do you have a copy of the Utah application in front of you, Mr. Kissel?
Yes, I do.
At the bottom of page 5 of that application, it talks about... you are the joint applicants intending to file or filing applications seeking authorization for the transaction with a number of states. And then there's a list of states on the bottom of page 5 and the top of page 6. Is that list complete to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
Have any commissions in states where approval is required issued orders approving the transaction?
Yes, approvals have been granted by the state commissions in California, Delaware, and West Virginia. The review period for Indiana finishes today, which means that the application will likely be deemed approved either today or tomorrow. And as I mentioned previously, the FCC has granted the International 214 application.
Has there been any opposition to the transaction in any of the states in which applications were filed?
No.
Are you aware of any opposition to the Utah application?
No.
Can you please describe why you believe the proposed transaction is in the public interest?
Sure. The transaction will result in the transfer of certain network assets and the broadband data customers served by those assets to Global Capacity, a company with a history of providing high-quality communication services. The transaction will not only allow Global Capacity to provide service to the broadband customers currently served by Megapath, it will also give all Utah business customers another competitive choice for high-quality broadband service. Also, Global Capacity's operations are overseen by a well-qualified management team with substantial telecommunications experience and technical expertise, and there will be an orderly and seamless transition of customers from Megapath to Global Capacity.
Thank you. Mr. Kissel is now available for cross-examination.
Mr. Jetter?
The division has no questions. Thank you.
Your Honor, we'd next like to call Catherine Mudge, please.
Okay. Mr. Kissel, thank you very much for your testimony this morning. If you could mute your end of the line, and we'll ask Catherine Mudge to please let me know if she is ready to testify.
Yes, Your Honor, I am.
Good morning, Ms. Mudge. And it was just a little bit hard to hear you, so if you could kindly speak up just a little bit and or speak directly into your telephone. Would you raise your right hand, please?
Yes, I have.
And do you swear that the testimony you will give this morning will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, Ms. Mudge. This is Joe Stoltz. For the record, could you please state your name, business address, and position at Megapath?
Yes. My name is Catherine Mudge. I am Vice President of Regulatory Affairs and Litigation for Megapath Corporation. My business address is 1835B, as in boy, Kramer Lane, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78758.
Thank you. Have you reviewed the joint application?
Yes, I have.
Do you have knowledge of the contents presented in the joint application regarding the proposed transaction?
Yes, I do.
I notice that you are not the person who signed the verification to the joint application on behalf of Megapath. Is that right?
That is correct. That was signed by Stephen Chisholm, our Senior Vice President, Business Development, Legal, and Regulatory.
For purposes of today's testimony, do you adopt as your own the statements made in the joint application?
Yes, I do.
Are those statements true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, they are.
Do you have any changes or corrections that should be made to the joint application?
No, I do not.
On October 30th, 2014, did you also cause to be filed with the Commission Supplemental Exhibits 1, 2, and 3 to the joint application?
Yes.
Did you hear Mr. Kissel's testimony regarding those supplemental exhibits earlier?
Yes, I did.
Do you have any additions or corrections to make to his testimony?
No, I do not.
Did you hear Mr. Kissel's testimony about why the proposed transaction is in the public interest?
Yes, I did.
Do you have anything to add to what Mr. Kissel said as to why this transaction is in the public interest?
No, I think he expressed our joint sentiments correctly.
Thank you, Ms. Mudge. Ms. Mudge is now available for cross-examination.
Mr. Jetter?
I just have a brief, maybe a question or two for Ms. Mudge. Ms. Mudge, good morning. This is Justin Jetter, the attorney representing the Utah Division of Public Utilities. The only questions I had for you were just to verify, in the application, it indicated, begins at the beginning of page 5, that Megapath is not intending to transfer its Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity in Utah to another entity, and once the customers have transferred to GC, Megapath intends to file with this commission to cancel its Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity. Is that still the intent of Megapath?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, and do you have an estimated time when you think that that transaction would be completed?
We expect and are pushing to close the transaction on December 30th, or effective December 30th, 2014, at the end of the year.
Okay. That's all the questions that I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Mudge. One additional question for you, please. Are you aware of any opposition to the application that's pending before the Utah Commission?
No, I'm not.
Okay, thank you.
I don't have any more questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Saltz. Ms. Mudge, thank you for joining us this morning. You may stay on the line, and if you wish to mute your end, that would be helpful.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Mr. Jetter.
Thank you, Your Honor. The division would like to swear in and call its witness, Ron Slusher.
Good morning, Mr. Slusher.
Morning.
Would you raise your right hand, please? And do you swear that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Slusher. Would you please state your name and occupation for the record?
Name is Ron Slusher, S-L-U-S-H-E-R. I'm a utility technical consultant for the Division of Utah.
Thank you. And in your role as a technical consultant for the Utah Division of Public Utilities, have you reviewed the joint application filed by the applicant parties along with the initially filed exhibits as well as the supplemental exhibits 1 through 3?
Yes, I have.
And did you prepare and cause to be filed a document titled Memorandum from the Division of Public Utilities dated October 28th, 2014?
Yes, I did.
And I recognize that the supplemental exhibits were filed after the comments from the division were filed. Did any of those supplemental exhibits change any of the conclusions reached in the division's memorandum?
They did not.
And does the memorandum as filed represent accurately the position of the division today?
Yes.
And as such, do you recommend approval of this application?
Yes, we do.
And do you believe that approval would be just, reasonable, and in the public interest?
Yes, we do.
Finally, are you aware of any opposition that's been raised at any point during the process?
I have not seen or heard of any opposition for this case.
Thank you. With that, I don't believe we've entered the division's memo into the record, and so I would, I guess, request at this time that it be entering the record.
Any objection?
No objections.
Okay. It is entered.
Thank you. I have no further questions, and my witness is available for cross-examination.
Mr. Saltz, any questions of Mr. Slusher?
We have no questions.
Okay. Mr. Saltz, we may wish to address your exhibits as well at this time, if you wish, similarly as the division has requested to make them part of the record. In particular, your application dated October 1st, 2014, and the supplements that were filed on October 30th, 2014.
Your Honor, we request to submit our application, our joint application, with exhibits 1 and 2 of that application for the record.
1, 2, and 3, or just 1 and 2?
Well, I guess I would say we'd also like to submit, we'd like to submit our supplemental exhibits 1, 2, and 3
okay.
of the joint application for
okay.
the record.
I'm not trying to make this difficult. I just want to make sure that we have the proper denotation on the record that we are making them a permanent part of the record and accepting them as part of the record. So when the transcript is issued, they will be attached and made part of the permanent record.
Okay.
So
so would you like to have both the joint application attached then first and then also the supplemental exhibits?
If the court reporter needs copies of those, you can address that at the end of the hearing.
Okay.
This is more of a formality at this point.
Right.
Taking your request as a motion, we now ask if there's any objection.
No objection.
Okay. Your motion is granted, sir, and those documents will be part of the record.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else from the parties?
We have a short closing, Your Honor.
Okay. Let me ask before we do that, is there anyone here who wishes to address the commission who has not already done so? And along those lines, is there anyone here who wishes to express any objection to the application or any support to the application who has not already done so? Hearing none, we will move now to Mr. Stultz for your closing statement.
Thank you, Your Honor. In closing, Rule 746-349-7, open parentheses 3, close parentheses, states, if no objection to a proposed transaction is submitted in any filed comments or reply comments, the Commission will presume that the approval of the transaction is in the public interest and use the information contained in the application and accompanying documents as evidence to support a Commission order. We've heard testimony today that the transaction is in the public interest. There have been no interveners and no party has voiced any opposition to this application. So we would submit that the transaction should be found to be in the public interest and request, therefore, that the application should be granted. Thank you.
Mr. Jenner?
Thank you, Your Honor. I didn't prepare a closing statement, but I would just note on the record that the division supports the application, and we agree with the applicant that it should be granted.
Okay. Thank you very much. At this point, we will be adjourned, and just for your clarification, typically what we do is we issue an actual written order, which will be done after we receive the transcript, and there appears to be no reason to not grant the request, so I anticipate that that's what the order will be. And to that end, is there a specific time frame that you're looking at? Typically, we receive the transcript and we try to work within about 2 weeks of that to get out an order. If we can do something sooner than that, we will. But if you're faced with a specific timeline, please let me know.
Thank you, Your Honor. We think 2 weeks is fine unless Mr. Kissel or Ms. Mudge have anything to say to that.
Your Honor, this is Catherine Mudge. Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Your Honor, the 2 weeks sounds fine with us. Our goal is to obtain all of the necessary regulatory approvals before closing, which again, we're shooting for December 31st, 2014. So I don't know how long the transcript takes, but as long as with that in mind, if that time frame, getting the transcript and 2 weeks after the having an order issued or a draft order issued, that works for us as long as we can get the final Commission approval, if possible, before December 31st.
Okay, very good. I personally don't foresee there being any issue, but at the adjournment, if you wish to talk to the court reporter and, if necessary, expedite the request for the transcript to ensure that we get it right away and that you get your order perhaps sooner than later, that's certainly something you may wish to do. So that being said, I once again appreciate everyone being here today. Thank you for the testimony that's been provided, and we'll be adjourned. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.